بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. الله سبحانه وتعالى speaks and mentions to us in these verses. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We start from verse 80.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا.
In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about a particular tree. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ The one who has created for you. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just prior to this, there was discussions and the taunts that came about from certain individuals. And it was mentioned, we said to you in those verses, Ubay ibn Khalaf, in other narrations, it's mentioned As ibn Wa'il. They asked these questions, that will we be brought to life after death? May yuhyi al-idhama wa hiya ramim. Who will give life to the bones when they are decayed? Now you know, if you are burying in a qabr, like they say here in Lanesia, other places, the qabristan is getting too full. So one of the uncles told us, and he made a wasiyah already. He said, I'm telling you now, if I pass away, then you go and you see some family member who has passed away a few years ago, and you put me in the same qabr there. You just dig up that cover again in you. So then he said to me, an interesting point, because we never ever witnessed such a thing. He said when they once did it, and he saw it, he was eyewitness to this. When they took out all the sand from the cover, they saw there was few bones left there. So those bones, then you have to move it aside, and you will then put the body in the cover. You put those bones one side. So I said, you found those bones. Imagine you have to dig, and to that point where you, who knows whether you'd find it or not, because even the wood that is there, the wood, everything decays. Sometimes you find a fresh body still there. Then you can't. You have to put the sand back in. In Saudi Arabia, this has happened many times in many different places in the world. So then you just put the sand back there, and they put a sign there to say this qabr here, the life, the body remains intact after many years even. But this As ibn Wa'il and Ubay ibn Khalaf, they ask, May yuhyi al-idhama wa hiya ramim? Who's going to bring life to this when it's turned, when the bones are decayed? Then we did in verse 79, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ Say, these will be revived by the same one who had created them for the first time. And وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ And who is fully aware about every creation. Now comes verse 80. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ So if Allah Azza wa Jal is so powerful, then you looking towards that, but take lesson from all these different creations. Allah Azza wa Jal is He who has created for you min ash-shajar al-akhdar, from the green tree. So this green tree, it is mentioned about it. It is called shajaratul marh. Shajaratul marh. It is a plant that belongs to such a family which is found near coastal areas, valleys, and it thrives in sandy soil. And it is cultivated in different areas which forms coastal plains in the eastern Red Sea. The marh tree, it measures approximately 3 meters high. It has many branched stems and it gives off a pale green. It's pale and green in color. It's a pale green color. Its leaves are oblong in the first stage of growth, and after reaching a length of half a meter, these leaves fall off. The tree has yellow flowers that tend to be greenish and grow near the base of the branches. So once it reaches half a meter, just half a meter, already these leaves fall off. And Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us about this tree, that it has this capability. So the Arabs, what they would do, they would take the twigs and they will strike it with one another. Because it's solid, it's green, and full of fresh water inside. So by rubbing one on another, it worked like firestone. We spoke about yesterday being streetwise. Nowadays we need blitz, we need this, we need that. But look at this. Being streetwise doesn't mean you have to become a gangster or something. It means utilizing that which is within your hand span, within your reach. You can just go outside, grab something, and you can start the fire.
You are not dependent on what the West teaches you. This is what they don't want. This is why when we go to our villages in Pakistan and that, you find that it's just the elderly left there because everyone wants to go to the city life because they feel that's where everything is looming and everything is booming, everything is greenery. But there's no greenery there. There's buildings there. You've left that which was lush. You've left that which was pure. And you've gone for this, the Western culture, the Western way. That is what, you know, you enter these complexes. So when you enter, you realize the very objective of what they have these for. The objective is for what? It is to take, they took you out of a village where you had your own community, WhatsApp, you've got your communities which you belong to. You had your own community, people with the same culture, people with the same belief structure, marrying one another. They took you out of there and they put you into all of these different complexes. Your neighbors, everyone is not Muslim. And your eyes then falls on their lifestyles. They're taking their dogs for a walk. The dog walks in front, you walk at the back and you're following. You follow the dog. Then you feel, hey, this must be something nice. I should also do the same thing. We've left all of this. But come back to this. Allah Azza wa Jalla is drawing your attention here. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who has created for you from the tree, from the green tree, nara, fire. You just scrape the twigs together and there, فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. And from this year, in no time you kindle from it. So if you see this year and the lessons you can take from this is, Allah Azza wa Jalla has the capacity, the capability to bring about fire from something that you never thought would bring fire. Two twigs, green, rubbing it together, you get a flame. So what would you say about Allah Azza wa Jalla resurrecting you? You say decaying bones, but Allah Azza wa Jalla's resurrection. See, you always come back to Islam, you always come back to Deen, you always come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His capabilities knows no bounds. He is ultimately totally powerful. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. This means, and in no time you kindle from it. Kindle what? You kindle a fire. You come to verse number 81. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse here, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. You speaking about bones being decayed and life being brought to it. Bones that are decayed, then you say life after that. How is this possible? Allah Azza wa Jal is asking yourself. He's asking you directly. Ubay ibn Khalaf and As ibn Wa'il. You're questioning all of this. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. Is it that the one who has created the heavens and the earth has no power to create ones like them? What's more greater, creating one insan or creating this vast earth and the heavens and all of this? What's more difficult in your opinion? So you say that, but what do you say about this? Allah then says, Bala, why not? Why not? So the question is in the negative. Is it that the one who has created the heavens and the earth has no power to create ones like them? Bala, why not? See, quickly answer, why not? And he is, وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he is the supreme creator. وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْ prolific creator. This is خَلَّاق. هُوَ الْخَلَّاق. You're speaking about bones and life being brought to that. That's because of your negation of Iman. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that supreme creator, Al-Alim, the all-knowing. What's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power? إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring something to life. To bring something to life, it just means it's between Kaf and Noon. بين الكاف والنون. Kaf and Noon, Kun. That is it. When Allah Azza wa Jal, innama amruhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's practice is, idha arada shay'a, when he intends to do something, ayyakula lahu, kun fayakun, he just says to it, be and it is. This is also just for our understanding. He doesn't have to say that. And also, it doesn't have to be, the plan does not have to be implemented instantly. As we said to you, the plans sometimes are implemented gradually. This is also in conformity with Allah's ilm, knowledge. You want rosy sustenance. Imagine Allah Azawajal grants you all your sustenance. We think only money. Your food and everything. From now, O insan, from the time you're born till the time you die, give me one, here's one building. All your food is in here. Whenever you need, you go and you take. It won't even last for so long, the perishables. How would you carry it if you need to move somewhere? All your bill, all your sustenance, you wouldn't be able to. Allah Azawajal grants it to you in stages. This year is Allah's system. It doesn't have to be instant always. It can be gradual. This is what we spoke to you about. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرُجَعُونَ. So pure from every fault is the one in whose hand is the dominion of all things. And towards him you are to be returned. O As ibn Wa'il, O Ubay ibn Khalaf, you rejected this. We gave you the example of the tree, the green tree, Shajaratul Marh. We gave you this example. You just pass the twigs together and there you're getting fire. We gave you the similitude. We gave you the example of the skies, the heavens and the earth. And then, وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ, the prolific creator. Then, what's it for Allah? He just has to say, Kun bain al kafi wa noon, just says kun and it is. That is Allah's practice. All praises belongs to Allah, the last verse of Surah Yasin. All praises, so purity belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one in whose hand is the dominion of all things. And guess what? Ubay ibn Khalaf, you rejected this, you and towards him. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, you will be returned. For us as believers, we know that we do not reject all of this. But in what condition is our iman going to be? Is it going to be there firstly when we pass away? This concern, this worry, how will I return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It mustn't be that I get caught up in all their discoveries, and then I become amazed with it and I forget my Allah, then I lose iman. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرُجَعُونَ, you will be returned to Allah Azza wa Jal.
إِلَّا اللَّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 إِلَّا اللَّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ